World Sport now from the BBC with me, Martin Fuchs. Coming up, Cristiano Ronaldo sends Manchester United through to the semi-finals of the European Champions League.
Cristiano Ronaldo with a shot, and Ronaldo finds the back of the net. It's a stunning goal from all of 30 yards out. He let fly, and Hilton just couldn't get to the ball. Manchester United make the perfect start.
In the other quarter-final, Arsenal put three past Villarreal.
And Van Persie waits inside the D. The whistle is blown. Van Persie runs up now. Left-footed scores! Arsenal are heading through to the last four of the Champions League.
Elsewhere, Andy Flower is England's new top man in cricket. Nadal and Federer win in Monte Carlo. And Braun's Formula One car gets the all-clear. For the second season running, three Premier League teams have made it through to the semi-finals of the European Champions League. Manchester United and Arsenal joined Chelsea in the last four after victories over Porto and Villarreal respectively. United beat Porto away by a goal to nil with a professional but far from vintage performance. Watching at the Estadio de Dragao, the BBC's Simon Brotherton.
A stunning long-range goal from Cristiano Ronaldo after just 6 minutes put Manchester United in early control of this tie and ultimately saw them into the semi-finals for the third year running. United were much improved in this second leg, while Porto just didn't look anywhere near as threatening as at Old Trafford. Rio Ferdinand's return alongside Nemanja Vidic gave United an added air of authority at the back. An equaliser from Porto would have put the holders out, but the Portuguese champions just didn't have the cutting edge in the final third. United, solid, professional and worth their place in the last four.
Well, United certainly looked more composed than in the 2-2 draw in the first leg at Old Trafford, and manager Sir Alex Ferguson was sure why.
Differences from last week, one Ferdinand's return gives a foundation which has been a great part of our success this season. And I don't think the Real looked at scoring quarter. That was one thing. The second thing, without question, was the freshness in the team with 4 days' rest, as opposed to last week with 2 days' rest. It does make a difference, particularly when it comes to the tail end of the season, but today we looked fresh. I was pleased with that.
So it's Manchester United against Arsenal in the semi-finals. Arsenal were far more convincing in their 3-0 home victory against Villarreal and remain on course for their second final in 4 years. The BBC's Ian Dennis was at the Emirates Stadium.
Arsenal comfortably through and still yet to concede at home in the Champions League this season. They made a confident start and a defensive lapse from Godin let in Walcott, who finished with a delightful chip after 11 minutes. Walcott was a constant threat, stretching the Villarreal defence. Rodrigo's goal line clearance from Adebayor's header prevented a second before half-time. There was an edge to the atmosphere after the break, but Adebayor settled the nerves, clinically guarding in a second on the hour. Van Persie's penalty sealed the victory 9 minutes later after Walcott was fouled, an incident which saw Villarreal down to 10 men after Eguirin was dismissed after a second yellow card for dissent.
Well, Arsenal's season is coming alive again as some key players return to action after injury. The Gunners next face an FA Cup semi-final against Chelsea on Saturday. Manager Arsene Wenger says he isn't giving priority to any particular competition.
We have confidence, and but it's down to a slow progress we accumulated from game to game in the Championship, and you could see that confidence transfers from one competition to the other. That's why we cannot choose any competition, we just want to play well in every single competition.
Thousands of people across England have been remembering the victims of the Hillsborough disaster on the 20th anniversary of the tragedy. On April the 15th, 1989, 96 fans were crushed to death during Liverpool's FA Cup semi-final against Nottingham Forest. A special memorial service was held at Anfield, and there was a 2-minute silence at 3:06 p.m., the exact time the referee abandoned the match 20 years ago. The former Liverpool defender and now reserve team coach, Gary Ablett, was a member of that 1989 team.
The remembrances are of coming off the field, you know, 6 minutes past three, and then, you know, waiting to start and not, and then visiting hospitals and funerals and speaking to families. And so, yeah, I mean, I say it brought a lot of memories flooding back, and, you know, even just, you know, Abide With Me, the hymn, with special significance and stuff, because it was what we sang at the Cathedral Street, you know, in the days that followed the tragedy. So, very emotional day, really.
The UEFA president, Michel Platini, says Ukraine will not lose its right to co-host the European Championship in 2012. Ukraine has been running behind schedule due to the financial crisis and constant political turmoil. There has been frequent speculation that Ukraine could be stripped of the event, but during an inspection visit to Kiev, Mr. Platini said it would be impossible for the country to lose its share of the tournament. Finally, on football, West Ham have completed the permanent signing of the DR Congo defender Herita Ilunga from Toulouse until 2013. The 27-year-old joined the Hammers on a season-long loan last summer, but he's joining long-term for an undisclosed fee. The Formula One World Championship leader, Jenson Button, will retain his lead in the drivers' standings after his Braun car was declared legal by the sport's ruling body, the FIA. The judges dismissed complaints from rival teams about the rear diffuser fitted on Button's car, as well as those run by Toyota and Williams. The ex-Formula One driver, Anthony Davidson, says the decision was the one most observers expected, and now the other teams will be busy playing catch-up in their bodywork designs.
Well, the thing is, in Formula One, designing a car does take a lot of money, and these decisions wouldn't have been made from high levels in the teams, I guess, if they knew or feared that it might actually be illegal. So some very clever people have sat down and designed these diffusers in these three given teams, and I just think it's a little bit of sour grapes on the teams that don't have it, really, to be honest, and I think you're going to see them springing up everywhere now in the next couple of races.
Andy Flower has been confirmed as England's full-time cricket team director. The former Zimbabwe Test batsman has been acting in the coaching role since Peter Moores was sacked from the post after a dispute with the then-captain Kevin Peterson. Flower will be working alongside Andrew Strauss as Test captain, as on England's recent Caribbean tour, and insists he has a good relationship with Peterson.
He's a very important part of our cricket team. I think the perception from outside is a little exaggerated. He's very good for our cricket team. He brings a lot of confidence. He brings a lot of energy. He's popular in the changing room, so he is a great cricketer. And I hope he goes on to great things in his career. And I hope, even more importantly, that he does those things in a team context and helps to make England a great side.
The world's top two tennis players, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, are through to the third round of the Masters 1000 clay court event in Monte Carlo. The BBC's tennis correspondent, Jonathan Overend, was watching.
A first glimpse of Nadal on the clay this season, the surface he's dominated for so long, of course, and again it looks probable that he'll mop up the titles on offer this spring. He's won the Monte Carlo title for the past 4 years, likewise the clay court major at Roland Garros. He's been playing more aggressively on the hard courts this year, standing closer to the baseline, and a similar approach was at times evident here. But at this early stage of a tournament against an opponent such as Juan Ignacio Chela, who's only just returning after injury, there's no need to gamble. Nadal was frequently deep beyond his baseline, scrambling hard as usual. Defence is strong. The attacks when they came were brutal, and he dropped just 5 games, 2 of them admittedly on his own serve. Earlier, Federer was given a closer run by Andreas Seppi, but a single break in either set was sufficient, while David Nalbandian was taken to 3 sets by Marcel Granollers before coming through 6-1 in the final set.
It's the last round of the regular NBA season this Wednesday, and all the matchups for the playoffs will be decided. The Cleveland Cavaliers, the best team in the league, can tie the record for most wins on their home court in a season if they beat Philadelphia. Before we go, a reminder that Manchester United and Arsenal will meet in the European Champions League semi-finals. United won 1-0 away to Porto in their quarter-final second leg for a 3-2 aggregate win, while Arsenal beat Villarreal 3-0 in London, 4-1 overall. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC in London.